Hello, everyone, and welcome to TikTok with Steve Kent, the podcast which presents conversations focusing on ominous ticking time bombs that our society is facing today. We believe these dangerous ticking time bombs can be defused by uniting U.S. citizens together and standing up for our rights. This evening, we have an exciting discussion with the candidate for Massachusetts State Representative, Mr. Forrest Bradford from Agawam, Massachusetts. Now, you guys are going to want to keep your ears peeled to this podcast, as his message to us is very fascinating and, quite frankly, optimistic for our future. Now, Candidate Bradford is your Boston State House Representative candidate to vote for in the towns of Agawam, Granville, and Southwick, Massachusetts for this upcoming election on November 6th, 2018. Now, without further ado, let me introduce the man of the hour who's graciously given us this time to get to speak with him. Welcome to TikTok, Candidate Bradford.
Thank you very much. I'm really glad to be here.
So let's get a little bit of a background on you so that our listeners can get to know you and everything leading up to this election. Would you tell us a short bio about yourself?
Sure. I grew up in Agawam Public Schools. I was born actually in New Hampshire to my mother and father, Ann Wesley Bradford, who was a public school teacher here in the town of Agawam, and my father worked for Hoods, Wesley Bradford. I have always enjoyed the outdoors. I'm a very big hiker, and I also enjoy bicycling and spending time with my family. I have quite a bit of family up in Maine.
Now, your last name is Bradford. Is that any relation to the Mayflower?
Yes, it is. My great-great-great-great-great-grandfather going back was William Bradford, who was a governor of the Plymouth Mayflower Colony. And I have a lot of family history that goes back in New England on both sides. My mother grew up to a very old New England family from Narragansett, Rhode Island, almost going back to Roger Williams' time. And my father, his grandparents, actually, their great-great-grandfather was Samuel Whitney from Concord, Massachusetts, who fought in the Battle of Lexington Bridge in Concord and has a fascinating story himself. So I'm proud of my U.S. heritage, and many of my past family members and cousins had a lot to do with forming this country.
So there's a lot of history going back all the way back to the Mayflower that runs through your family. Now, I think people want to know, though, why did you decide to run for state representative?
You know, since I was a youth, I have had an interest in helping make changes for the better. And I had, in the past, in Agawam, formed an organization, helped to put in a town planner. So I've had quite a bit of history learning about how our system works. And I know that the little cliche that says you can't fight City Hall is not true. Indeed, it's the easiest thing you can fight. So I have a great interest in public involvement in helping citizens to understand that they should shy away from being apathetic and head towards an activism of making positive change in their communities.
Now, you talk about positive change in the communities. What major issues do you currently see facing the citizens of Agawam, Granville, and Southwick leading up to your running?
Well, now I see our towns. I see Agawam having exploded from originally when we came here, a community of 11,000 people, to now over 30,000, and we started out as a little farming community. And Southwick is facing a lot of those similar pressures of the farmlands being eaten up for development. But, you know, we have beautiful towns we need to be proud of. There's the opioid epidemic going on right now and affecting most families here. We also have unions being threatened, such as the police, fire, and teachers unions, which are public unions, and these are under attack currently in our United States now, and people should be concerned about that. Unions are very important to helping build the middle class. So those two issues, plus we all face in our communities a bombardment of the results of corporate takeover of the United States, such as banking fees not only increasing in number of different kinds of fees, however, the cost of these fees is going up. The pharmaceutical costs are affecting our daily lives. And we also have a telemarketer calling us 20 times a day, interrupting our days when we should be enjoying times with our children. Instead, the phone rings when we're in the middle of taking care of something that is important to us. And these all need to be addressed.
Yes, if there's one thing that I definitely know, it's telemarketers constantly calling me every single day whenever I'm at work. You know, it's when you put your phone number on one little thing, it could be a survey, it could be whatever, something online, all of a sudden your phone number now goes out to pretty much every single, it's sold, I should say, to telemarketers all around the world. I mean, you could be getting a call from Florida, you could be getting a call from Montana, and you think it's something important, and it ends up being just another telemarketer.
And that it does, that is very disturbing. And people say, well, what can you do? You know, as a, well, there are things that we can handle and take care of from the state level. We also, if it gets up to the federal level, we can try to make people aware of that. One of the things I plan on doing when I'm in Boston is making friends with as many of the legislators as possible. We have about 160 people that I need to get in touch with and make sure I get friendly with, so that when we need legislation that affects the towns of Aghlam, Southwick, and Granville, I've got a nice group of friends who will back me up and help me pass that legislation.
So let's say I'm a voter going to vote on election day. Why should I vote for you over your opponent?
I think it's time that people start recognizing those who care and those who will put the time in to represent the people themselves. These dollars that do pay for state representatives are a trust that the public has to the representative, trusting that they will do the right thing. Back in 1958, we had about 78% of the public felt that the government was doing the right thing. And today, that number has dropped to 18%. So when you go to the polls, take a look at someone who will go far above and beyond their call of duty, who will actually be representing you, the people that are paying that person to go. And I'm a fighter. I will go out there and go well beyond my line of duty to make sure that you know that I'm taking care of you. I'm also going to be setting up lines of communication where it's far easier for you to contact me about problems that I'll be able to handle for you. And if it's not something from the state level that I directly deal with, we'll certainly keep you in contact with perhaps local officials that can, and a way of doing this where you can get your local issues resolved that belong at the council or school committee level, for instance.
Now, if there was any way that people could get questions that they have for you, is there any way that they can contact you? Facebook, maybe Twitter?
Yes, I don't think that Facebook and Twitter might be the avenues to contact me about personal issues that you have. However, I am going to make it aware that I might even just have magnets available that you can stick on your refrigerator. A lot of times you have the number that you can contact for helping your own personal issue or whatever concerns you have, but it might get lost in the drawer. So when you need that number, you go and try to find it. What if you had a magnet that you could put on your refrigerator that when you did have a major concern, you could go ahead and give me a call? Whether it happens to be, you know, a problem with opioids or a problem with roads that you're dealing with, some funding that you might need, you know, for your school. Perhaps you have a certain group that you've established in the community and you want to find out how to promote that group for change, for the better. And I do believe that the citizens of Southwick, Granville, and Agawam will be really pleased that I'm going to make it far more easier to reach out to the representative that they should have.
Well, Forrest, I don't want to take up any more of your time. I want to thank you once again for coming on TikTok with Steve Kent. This is the podcast which presents conversations focusing on ominous ticking time bombs that our society is facing in today's world. Forrest, once again, thank you for coming on. And
thank
everybody,
you for having me.
And everybody, when you go out on Election Day, vote for Forrest Bradford. We will see you guys next time on TikTok with Stephen Kent.
Mm-hmm.